Monday, January 22nd, 2007. I'm once again for Living Sin. Sin. I am your host, Largo, and today we actually have an overpacked studio. We've got more people in the spacious Sanguinous Studios than we have ever previously had for a show. So, just starting off to, strangely, my left for a change, we have...
Da Boy.
And, since we don't want to say any names if he doesn't want to actually be on the show this evening, or do you want to be on the show this evening? Well, introduce yourself if you would like to be just on the safe side, and we do throw you in media consumed at the very least, because you've got something you wanted to talk about there, perhaps.
I have a newspaper.
Say your name, bitch.
This is Zale.
And
your name's not bitch.
There you are.
Off to my sort of back right.
This is Autumn.
And to my immediate right.
Sanguinist, who's really going to try to keep from reciting that whole wall joke.
Yes, we will.
Because otherwise, you will kill me.
Nah, probably just maim you.
Oh.
Okay, so we have a semi-full docket, but I'm quite sure we have some fluidity there as well. excuse me. Wow, hey, the cough's back. Oh,
at our last host, the cough.
Way in the back there, the guy stomping who's nowhere near a microphone. We have Ashen Warrior who...
Our official mime man in the field, or something along those lines.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know if you were hanging out or not.
I may not maintain a presence.
I don't know if that even remotely
English, speak it.
Yes, right. Don't know if that even came remotely close to picking up. So, yeah, that's Ashen Warrior back there, who may or may not be hanging out for the shoe. So, boy,
and the
what
boy
the
has
hell was that?
The boy has set fire
hot
to his
meat.
Mouth.
Hot meat.
The apparently. Boy is eating hot meat by Zale. Okay.
Dude, okay.
Zale is now moving.
Didn't even get 5 minutes into the show before we start having the innuendo fly. Great. Nice to know we're consistent.
Well, you got
to
spray for those.
We minimize Ian for that.
Yes.
So, I guess up on top of the docket today is the weaponization of rocks.
Yes.
Do you want to run on this one?
As opposed to bombing into the Stone Age, we're bombing from the Stone Age.
Booyah!
China threw, as some of you probably have heard, China last week, supposedly, we're still working on confirmation, threw a kinetic kill rocket at one of their own satellites. Russia denies the existence, which some people could lead to believe means that Russia paid for part of the rocket. just like Russia denied there were any weapons in Iraq, and then we also saw Cyrillic on a lot of their equipment. So, China threw a kinetic kill rocket, which is effectively having a very, very large rubber band and a very, very heavy stone and knocking something out of the sky. Why this may scare some folk? Because, well, we've been pretty much trying to do the whole... Let's not weaponize or militarize space for two reasons. One, we like the idea that it may be the place where we can solve all our problems. Thank you, Gene Roddenberry.
Space, the final frontier.
And then there's the pragmatists like me. Let's not have war in space because then we can't go back there. There'll be too much stuff floating above the atmosphere. It's like, let's send up a satellite. We'll call it the USS Swiss Cheese. Because it's got to be enough holes in it to be able to escape the orbital.
Of course, then you have the entire mirror thing.
Yes, yes.
What goes up must sometime come back down.
Yes. Yes.
Well, not only that, but there are some people that are afraid that the accuracy that they need to have been able to accomplish this is going to create some frightening accurate weapons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, considering the fact that they were able to target a weapon, target a object probably a little over the size of like two garbage cans, yep. Out in the middle of the vastness of space with a stone.
Yes, yet strangely we have these laser-guided missiles that can't quite hit the building they're aiming for.
We're aiming for insurgents. A hospital.
Well, see, those were all dead by the people who remembered that classic saying. Close counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. This is just a very... Unfortunately, this is the equivalent of a hand grenade, so they have to get a little closer.
Right.
It's not quite horseshoes, though, because you can't go back and pick them up and throw them again. You don't want to do that.
Not so much, no.
There's a lot of Darwin Awards about people doing that. Let's all play curb stomp with landmine. All right, anyhow.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for those who didn't hear, he said, just ask the Cambodians. Really, you ought to come up here with a microphone.
Yeah, if you're going to comment, you should be near where somebody can hear you.
Next to the hot meat.
Yes, he did. He sat right by Zale. Okay, the thing we need to do for next show, get more mics if we're going to have everybody play along.
You know, we really just want to throw down the coin for it. We can get one of those room mics.
No.
Because then you have things picking up that shouldn't.
Yeah.
Do you think this will pick up?
Well, I'm working on two more. So.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, exactly.
Give me a week or two, and everybody in this room will be able to have a mic.
Cool.
You have a week. Don't fail us again, Admiral.
A week? I think two. Two sounds better. Autumn. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
What, you bitch. That's a de facto name. You don't have a name? Guess what?
What?
Your name's the bitch. Bitch. Now get me some bacon.
Or if you found the show and don't show up for five episodes.
Then you'll just be my bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Anyhow, getting back to China.
Throwing rocks.
The other concern is, just to bring this up to everybody, is you throw these kinetic kills up there, you shatter these satellites, and you will just have a cloud of debris that will keep you from throwing anything up there, including useful things. So that's really my big concern about weaponizing.
However, if you're using it for things like shooting down spy satellites, they're a lot closer than the ones that are actually up there. So the debris for those would fall back down to Earth.
Yeah,
that has a lot of
problems. But
coming back would be a problem, too, guys.
Yeah, the other
death
part...
by toilet seat.
Yeah, the other part of the problem, though, with that is it's... Are you going to do the... Okay, everybody likes doing it the easy way. The easy way is to throw a rock at it from the underside and hit it and knock it into a higher orbit versus... throw something explosive above it and blow it back at the planet.
Aha.
Well, the U.S. was tracking the debris that fell. That's why they say that China actually did it in contrary to what Russia said. So
yeah. That and I think that the United States started to realize that China may actually be serious about going into space as opposed to Japan.
Well, if you read Time... China is serious about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Especially taking over our place as the world superpower.
Oh, yeah. No, well,
they are poised to emerge as the next great superpower.
Yes, they are.
Metals they're importing is ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if they actually could get their stuff together and start exploring their back country where they just have a whole bunch of mountains but haven't really looked for anything besides fossils, who knows what they're going to find in prospecting back there. So
uranium!
Yes, there's that.
Come up with something nice, new altogether.
Yeah,
provided they don't throw themselves.
Just a whole lot of sand that could be moved and found things underneath it.
Yes, that was a comment about the Gobi Desert for anybody who's wondering why we're cutting out periodically.
I try to throw a mic back to him. I really do. I don't know if it picks up or not, though. These are the good mics, so hopefully.
Yes.
Don't throw it too hard.
No, these are the good mics.
Well, see, that's why they're the good mics. If I throw it hard enough, I can actually knock a man out and then continue to ramble.
Yes, there's that. Well, you know, we do have one crap mic in the cabinet.
We do, don't we?
Oh, if you hand it here, I'll set it up.
Okay. And welcome to Living in Sin, your guide to how to run a podcast, as we do the tech work on the show.
Yeah, well, we're good at that.
Yes, exactly.
There's been one, I believe, one episode since we moved to the Spacious Sanguinous Studios where we have not done some variety of tech work on the air while the show is rolling.
Yes. Well, I was about to make the wise comment of what, episode one was one episode in which there wasn't any tech work done? No, hold it.
Now, see, episode one had entirely too much tech work on it.
Yes, there is that. And so the boy is now eating cold meat and looking confused.
Dude, are you
That doesn't
eating...
taste like chicken.
You are eating Chunky out of a can.
Yes, I am.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
When did we invite him?
Uh-oh. There's a microwave back there!
Yeah, but that requires messing up a bowl.
We have paper, you know.
I don't mind eating it cold.
Yeah.
Dumpling soup myself. Especially the dumpling.
There's something manly about eating soup out of a can with
Well, we have covered under numerous circumstances the fact that I am not the manliest man in the room, so...
I need a drink. Get me a fire hose.
Yeah.
It's okay. You are more manly than I am. Congratulations.
Really now? Okay.
Okay, China, throwing rocks.
I think we're done with that one. We keep we keep having a divergent plot off of that.
This is why I referred to it as a fairly full yet fluid docket, because we can diverge, much like Watto. We can take the shape of the container.
Oh, I was about to say, as
Watto.
I was.
Yeah, when you hit him with a hammer, he fits into anything.
Well, I was glad that you said water as opposed to something else that's fluid that can fit into any container and stinks.
There are
Chunky soup.
I was going to say there are several fluids that fit that.
Some are bodily, some are not. It's the 20 question game.
I am a noxious fluid.
Well, with that many people, man, you got to do something to keep yourself entertained.
Fish-powered engine. That's how we got there.
Okay. Okay. And that's Zale's thought of the day. I hate fish sauce.
Murr?
What?
I was going to bring you a present today.
Oh.
What was the present?
It was a VHS tape.
Oh, yes.
Stuff you want to watch.
Yes, there's that. Yes.
Over Wednesday, I'll just give it to you then.
Sounds like a plan. This will.
I think you know what he means. I think you do.
Nothing to do with fluids.
just those who ride on it.
On hydraulics. Why did he not tape that?
I don't know. I don't know exactly. Yeah. Well, he's just trying to get a rise up, yeah.
Right.
Well, your hand's right about there.
All right. We have a full studio tonight, kids, as you can tell by the fact that we can't stay on topic.
We have a full studio, and we have one listener. Hi, listener!
I find that hard to believe. You know we've been taking informal polls after the
show.
Yes,
I know.
Who all's been listening?
I keep feeling the need to... mention this just because we did it for so many shows
That's true. By the way, I heard from CK today, and he said he's going to be listening, so hey, Captain Kitty.
Oh, dude, if you're listening, hi, welcome back. Drop us a line at largo621@hotmail.com. Let us know what you think. Tell us that we ramble. Tell us that we suck. Tell us what you want us to talk about. Anything. Please.
Please.
God.
Tell your friends. Tell their friends.
Tell your friends' friends. Tell your friends' enemies.
Hey, tell your professors. Mom. It might be one of them.
That's true. I was going to tell them after the show that there may be more people listening than normal.
Well,
whoever you are, tell us what you want to
sure
tell us that you don't want us to get naked and dance. I'll do it anyway, but, you know, please.
Boy,
please,
don't get naked and dance. Not in my living room.
Or at least wait till we set up the webcam and we all leave.
Including you.
No bit shaking in my room. Now, no.
Okay. Second topic is our pre-State of the Union ramble.
It's going to ramble.
Who would like to start?
Would you like to start?
Yes.
Consider this a rare glimpse into the future. Next week, I can virtually guarantee you what the episode of Living in Sin shall be about. It shall be us taking the State of the Union address that will be broadcast tomorrow and ripping it into little itty-bitty shreds, which we had done last year at this time.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that episode never aired.
Yes, for some reason it got eaten into the ether.
Yes, and yes. We miss it because it actually was a very funny episode.
Yes. Yes.
But unfortunately, I don't think he's going to be talking about animal-human hybrids this year.
No.
Which
was the highlight of last year's State of the Union. Maybe he's going to talk about lizard men rising up from the pit or something like that.
Oh, we can only hope for something that coherent.
Planes.
That's it. Snakes on planes. He's going to talk about the import and export of exotic animals on aircraft. That's it.
But anybody have any idea what the actual content of said speech is likely to focus on?
Someone said it was about energy.
Yeah, I had read just a headline just scanning around earlier that the State of the Union is likely to talk about energy. I don't know if this is going to be the new justification for the surge, I mean, whatever, in Iraq or Iran or over there.
Somewhere over there.
Operation Body Dump.
Operation Cull.
Cull, you know I hate the smell of fish.
Oh. But that's all I know. I really hadn't looked into this very much. Did we have an alternative?
Well, we did have. It was more of an observation than a topic, really. Since I believe Zale, you were the guy who brought this up, were you not? At the planning session, would you like to take this one?
If you go back and you look at clips from, you know, when he said the war was over and such things, you know, he looked like a normal shaped person. But now it's almost like his hands getting swollen. And his shoulders out more and more. And I don't know if it's supposed to make him look rugged and manly.
It's supposed to confuse the snipers.
Did he put on a fake facial stubble?
I don't know.
Chin implant?
Huh? That's right. If he put on the chin implant and the faux stubble, then he would be going for the rugged, manly look.
Well, my only thought is, you know, the 80s is coming back.
Oh, no. After he stopped being the president?
Why wouldn't he just shoulder pad up, just like all the other women do?
Poop up his hair?
Oh.
Now, see, okay. I want him in full mascara and eyeshadow.
The bright blue eyeshadow? Give
him the Motley Crue look.
Oh, and send the photoshopped images to Largo.
Sorry, Ashley.
Leave
your
sick fantasies out of this, Sam.
Well, okay, yes. you are correct, sir. You are correct. Poison was a much prettier band. So, by all means, send Photoshop to us.
Maybe I'll do that in class tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
there goes my computer announcing itself to the world. Okay.
Is it going to self-destruct?
No.
But it will detect peripherals.
Yes, it will.
Okay, so I guess that's all we've got for the State of the Union. I kind of imagined we were going to rant on that a little longer than we did. But,
well, you know, there's the other rant option. Do we want to go into the fact that it's getting to be a crowded field, or do we want to save that for the State of the Union next week?
No, we can probably get into the crowded field right now if we'd really like to.
Okay. I'm just leaving this up because this is what Autumn was kind of discussing before we had the show, so she could actually have a topic to go completely off on.
What?
the presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side for the 2008.
You know, there are, thus far, like Hillary Clinton announced well, officially today, but she announced, what was it, Saturday?
She's dipping her toe in.
She is running, Barack Obama announced that he is running.
Well, none of them, they have announced they have formed exploratory committees.
Exploratory committees.
See, we're thinking about the possibility of maybe running for president.
Oh, I thought they were trying to find a Northwest Passage.
Yes.
As much as we might try.
Those are the three, like, headrunners of the Democratic Party who
Indeed.
Are announcing exploratory committees to run. And of the three of them, actually two of them I really like, and I'm hoping they run together, Obama and Edwards. I know Obama is new, but he's a real big hopeful for the Democratic Party. And I know that he's just amazing. He's like Kennedy to me. Ugh. It's like a votergasm.
I think we just coined a new phrase, kids. Votergasm.
Yeah.
Every time you use it, you have to pay us a nickel.
I'm rich.
Send your nickel, too.
Of course, unless, of course, this occurs near a Diebold machine.
Of
which
course.
At which point, Diebold will take 6 cents.
Now, of course, the major thing that a lot of people are saying Obama has as a strike against him is his relative lack of experience.
Kennedy really didn't have much experience with him either, and he got in. He has the charm and the charisma, and he definitely has appeal to every media sense that we have out there.
Very true.
And if he partners up with the right person, which I'm hoping will be Edwards, that team will be fantastic.
Now, we had an ooh from the back of the room. Very true.
There's corruption and badness no matter where you turn in the political system. So I think, you know, as far as experience goes, these past, 8 years have proven that you can have experience and still not be a good president.
Except that Bush, honestly,
no
yeah.
Either.
Oh, well, then there we go. You can't be any worse than Bush.
Now,
the system.
The parallel that Obama is deliberately drawing is between himself and President Lincoln.
Yes.
I think he should have drawn the parallel between himself and Kennedy.
Kennedy's a little bit more divisive amongst the moderates and conservatives of the nation.
Yeah.
Kennedy
See? yeah,
well. Okay, I think we just found our stinger for the night. Kennedy's hot.
All I'm going to say for my
what?
Nothing.
Anyhow, you'll catch it in the replay. but I will just state from the background I grew up in, there were several things you could say, and one of them was to bring up Kennedy, and that was the easiest way to get someone pissed off.
Well, Kennedy was really well loved, and still is. Especially among older voters.
Yeah, and equally reviled amongst those people who were like, okay, and we almost got blown up real good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really don't have much on Abraham Lincoln, but I'll dig some dirt up and I'll come back.
Yes, it's the blown away tour. That's what we're having on this coming up presidential election. The Lincoln-Kennedy ticket. We're going to go out with a bang.
T-shirt. So, Athena, if you happen to be listening, T-shirt.
I had a request also. Apparently, I almost killed somebody last show with the Necro Nixon, so I'm going to continue my dead president theme.
Yeah. Well, Necro Nixon just rocked. That's an action figure waiting to happen.
Yeah. With real resigning power. and tape erasing grip.
Little magnet in the hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Now, of course, there are other people who on the Obama front might be tempted to play the race card. I saw an interesting thing, however, that pointed out that realistically, in this election or the state that the union is in right now, realistically, race is going to play less of an issue than just straight up politics.
Mm-hmm.
Democrat versus Republican is going to matter far more than race.
Yeah.
And the pundit who was making this this comparison did state that they thought he might have to work just a little bit at it, but he might have enough pull to take the election.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could
okay,
that.
So now we know Obama is like a great candidate, and if Edwards ever gets elected, I'd be the next Marilyn Monroe.
Now, do we want to kick over to Clinton? Because
yeah,
I think we all have something to say.
What to say about Billy Boy?
No. The one that's actually running.
No, I saw a bumper sticker the other day that says, pull Bush out of office and give them hell. And I was like, what?
Yeah. Now, I think we're essentially both the liberals, the independents.
Like, so would that make him?
And the conservatives in the room. We're all pretty much agreed we'd rather not see.
Yes, it would. I was going to say, would that make him first lady?
No, that would make him first husband.
Or first gentleman, potentially.
Because
lady and gentleman.
That's true.
I don't know what that would call
I'm not sure he's so much the gentleman type.
Yes, but there's this whole formal thing.
Ah!
There
Bill
you go.
Clinton,
first bitch. 2008. See, Bill Clinton did.
First bitch. There's a porno just waiting
exactly.
to happen.
Once again, we're back to
today's episode of Living in Sin brought to you by porn.
Not just for scary guys in trenches.
But I think we're all agreed, we are all, our various political beliefs, united in the belief that Hillary probably shouldn't run.
Well, it's not that she really shouldn't run. I'm really thrilled to see her step up and take the lead for the ladies, other than Nancy Pelosi, who is pretty much like a man in a skirt to me right now. And really, you know, take the lead. Yeah. I believe you would, David. However, I think that she has just too much. She's been in the public eye for too long. She can't come up with a fresh look. People think she's too cold. She's just not going to make it.
Your mic's down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we care because
it's
an audio medium.
Yes,
they need to hear you.
I said it. It should be fine.
Okay. It's just those mics tend to be a little bit
yeah, they're the crappy
ones. Crappy.
However, I know what I'm doing.
That's true. Okay.
I'm
paranoid.
I am to know how
okay,
this goes.
So, who
came
with the new look? Nancy Pelosi or
Hillary?
Hillary
Clinton. She's been in the public eye for what? Since
early
90s. Yeah, far too long. There's no way.
Well, okay, other than larger shoulders.
Well, he doesn't have the white lines around his nose anymore.
Bush did drop the whiskey and cocaine.
You'd be amazed what a makeup artist can do these days.
It's not
they
actually
got Tom Savini working on him.
It's not actually a president. It's whiskey and cocaine.
We just painted him off. That's why he never moves. The shoulders keep getting bigger because he keeps getting wet in every shape.
Whatever we do, don't let him get damp. Crap.
Strangely, it's Keith Richards' blood running the country.
Oh, it's attained its own sentience, trying to get away from Keith. Not that Keith noticed.
Quit sticking me in people in Germany.
Okay, now my reasoning for not really thinking her running is a fantastic idea is because just politically she is too divisive. If we're going to pull this off, and I can say we because I consider myself a Democrat, we need a uniter, not a divider. She's a divider. And she also has she's trying to pull a hard left turn from her stance on the Iraq War in the beginning, and that's a really hard thing to do. This is what killed Kerry. So we need somebody who has been kind of consistent.
Yes, well, there's that.
No.
That's because we don't really know what we're fighting for, or against, for that matter.
There's one Democrat or Democrat slash independent has been fairly consistent.
Okay, I don't want him. Yeah, Lieberman can suck my left toe.
You're hot meat.
You're hot meat.
Meanwhile, I just think it's a poor idea, just because, well, just in general, her politics, and also, I'm afeard of dynasties.
Yeah, you had actually brought that point up during planning.
Yeah, dynasties. Oh, look, it was Bush Sr., then Bill, then W., then
Hillary.
Then
Jeb.
God, I hope not.
Then Chelsea.
Well, we'd have
to change the laws.
Change the Constitution.
Bush changed the Constitution enough as it sits.
That's true. He's written three other constitutions while he's been in there with those signing statements.
That's very true.
Thinking of which, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, there's only that small thing that he said when he took the oath of office. He's supposed to be defending.
The
he
oath.
Is. Yes, he is. The oath new of office. They get built on first.
Yes. Well, nobody reads that old English anymore.
Yes, that's it.
It's hard to read. It's difficult to translate. That's
it's
why we have all that.
Book.
That's why we have all that problem with the right to bear arms thing. You know that this place
you can
comma.
You can wear t-shirts.
Yeah,
you can wear t-shirts.
That's it.
I kick him back to Hillary for a second. There is something related to what you had said, Autumn. That she doesn't have the charisma. She comes off as a cold fish when
she's not.
And remember what Zale doesn't like.
Fish sauce.
See, here I was thinking just let's serve Hillary in fish sauce.
However, you know, I forget who it was, but some news network I was watching brought up a good point that if you play Hillary as the victim, then she's going to come out as the victor because she did really well in that whole thing with one of her Bill and Monica.
Oh, no, that sort of thing.
She was played out as a victim, and she came out on top, and she really used it for her good. Maybe she is more woman than I give her credit for.
I'm sorry. Just with the way that the comments have been going, just picturing Hillary on top.
Hot meat!
I was going to say before we diverge there is that I did catch that comment somewhere on MSNBC. Now, I'm not saying they're the originators, but I wonder who the person who first came up with that, but I was hearing that. It's like, yeah, no, whoever's running against Hillary better not attack her, because every time somebody attacks her, she seems like the victim and does better.
However, you know, but generally, she's not very marketable. She's not as enthusiastic and good-looking and appealing to the senses as Obama and Edwards are.
And it's a sad thing that is actually one of the major...
Well, you have to know, the last election, one of the big questions asked was, who would you rather invite to your barbecue, Kerry or Bush? And that's what people really go by. I think that was before.
You can answer more.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Should
we now move on to the next topic?
Yeah, before I make any Agent Orange comments. Yeah, let's just move on.
Okay, our next topic. And this one's a little bit broad. This one is inviting a lot of commentary.
So did Bill.
Our next topic is The Bully Has to Talk.
What? About something.
If you show up to a fucking show planning session sometime, you might actually have the opportunity to decide what you talk about. But
you know, if I didn't have to do fucking work, I might. No.
Actually, what you're sensing here is just another running gag.
Yeah, we're just teasing up a little bit. That's all.
We actually had something we were going to print out and hand to you and say, here,
but
here's
your
article.
But I was a slacker, so.
As long as you don't disappear on this.
No, see, I still remember how to drive and get here.
Ah,
and
yes.
I still don't have a leash attached.
You still have possession of your soul.
Well, actually, he does have a leash attached, but that's only on special occasions.
When I'm walking my dog.
Or your dog walks you?
No, the dog's too small to walk me.
Okay.
So far. You did get one of those ones of wonderful mixed genetics. You never know. It could turn out to be like a T-Rex sized dog.
Its front legs will get short. Paws.
Legs get short, and also its head distends. Or a velociraptor dog. Now that could be interesting.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, okay, this is actually an invitation, though. If you have anything to rant about,
yes.
Now would be a good time.
Huh. Let's see. New Command & Conquer's coming out, but I've talked about that previously.
Yes, you have.
I talked about the new Sam & Max.
Yes.
No, you didn't. Episode 2 came out.
You did not talk about
it.
You
have not talked about
it. I haven't got a chance to dig through it yet. I did the opening charade for it.
Yeah.
Which is still funny.
Yeah.
Haven't touched my PlayStation 3 at all. Although I've now got codes for that game we have, so.
That's because, once again, World of Warcraft is still eating his soul.
No, actually, it's more work than World of Warcraft anymore.
Oh. World of Warcraft. Okay.
Code, monkey!
You must go into the labyrinth and defeat the Red Stapler.
Son of a bitch! Do you have any idea how much the thing penetrates? God!
It penetrates like hot meat.
You know, if I left it to Max Brothers, they could make us a weapon that could launch hot meat that would penetrate through an armored car.
This is true. They are talented like that. And the U.S. synchronized sighing team steps up to the mic.
Gold medal!
Okay, I guess next bit would be my small rant for the week.
Go for it.
Okay, it's not a secret, we don't talk about it a whole lot, that I have actually two jobs in this world. I influence the youth of the nation in one of those aspects, and in the other aspects, I lug heavy things around.
He influences the youth of the nation through Star Wars, mind you.
And the other way, he lugs them around.
Yes.
And throws them in a landfill.
But yes, and the store that I work for when I lug heavy things around is ostensibly a Maytag store, although we do sell other products. Now, it's a little known fact, apparently, because nobody really knew about this until I mentioned it. Maytag was bought out last spring by the Whirlpool Corporation. And, well, we all knew that there were going to be changes because of this, largely because Maytag was a quality operation and Whirlpool is crap. But I wasn't really expecting anything like this. Now, a little bit of history is going to be necessary for the full power of this rant to actually
work up. The rant compels you.
Fully armed and operational rant.
I need a young lifter and an old lifter. Stat!
For about 50 years now, Maytag has made a model of washing machine, an automatic washing machine, called the Dependable Care. Used to be several different models under that umbrella. Eventually got pared down to one. If you've ever heard of somebody owning a Maytag for like 30 years and never having any problems with it other than maybe needing to have a belt replaced, chances are it was that model. This thing was a tank. This was the thing that gave Maytag its reputation as being, you have Old Lonely, the repair guy that doesn't have to do much because this machine is that damn solid. Well, when Whirlpool took over, they axed that model. No surprise there. You're not really going to make a whole lot of money if your customers, rather, don't need to buy a new machine every 10 years or so. That was kind of expected. What was unexpected was that they would take the name Dependable Care and attach it to the bottom-of-the-barrel, cheapest-ass machine that they manufacture. It's essentially a Roper, which is Whirlpool's bargain basement line. And this pisses me off to no extent whatsoever because it is taking what was a product that had withstood 50 years, one of the highest quality products Maytag had made, and turning it into shit.
So false advertising?
Well, no, it's not even necessarily false advertising because they're not claiming it's the same machine. They're just sticking the name on it and hoping that people will just go, oh, hey, it's Dependable Care. It's going to be good. Let's buy it. It boils over into a larger aspect where quality apparently doesn't matter for shit anymore. It's all about price. If you stick a low enough price on a big enough piece of shit, people will choose to buy that over a higher priced thing that actually has some quality to it.
Because that requires research.
There's one big company that does it all the time, and they're called Walmart.
Well, yes, we call them the capitalist death machine for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no funny here. I'm sorry. We were having a very good time until I launched into this rant, and now everybody's sitting here all somber-faced and shit.
Yes.
Well, you could put meat in that washing machine, and it would have done it. It would have gone.
Dependable meat care.
Dude, I could go for some dependable meat care right about now.
It makes pate. At least out there and close the blinds.
Yes.
But yeah, that was my that's the sum and total of my rant, because like I said, this just it's not like I've got any large
but
brand loyalty or anything. Maytag may have signed my checks essentially for the last 3 years or so, but still, it's just this case of.
It's nothing new. You've been seeing that go on since, I don't know, the mid-80s it started. And it just continued from there because it's the consumerist whores in the country that do nothing but buy, make money off of people that really can't quite afford to.
Mm-hmm. But it pisses me off, and I had to do something about this. So that is the sum and total of my power over this situation, is to rant on a radio show.
Although, to be honest, you have every right to be pissed off. I mean, it is a dirty thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's damaging the reputation of the company that I, in a roundabout fashion, work for.
Well, yeah, I mean, because people were going, dependable care, it was great, oh, yeah, and now it's shit. What the hell, why are you selling me shit?
Yeah, well,
the thing you sold me before shit?
Yeah, my boss is less than thrilled about this. He doesn't plan to bring. We brought one in so we could examine it and see what it was going to be like. And yeah, so we're actually trying to stockpile as many of the old model as we can. Where we're getting, we've got like four of them in the warehouse right now. We're trying to get some more in. Just
well,
hell,
if I'm thinking about getting a house, maybe I should buy one of them.
Come to Beer Appliances.
Throw the zombie in.
Comes out squeaky clean.
Stains. Zombies rising from the grave needing good laundry care.
Come to Maytag.
Okay, so I guess we should kick down to our next topic now, since I think we're pretty much out of Maytag to rant about. And I think the next one was Sanguinist Makes Statisticians Nervous.
What the hell was that one about?
Dude, I asked you, what do you want me to call this one? And that's what you told me to call it.
Oh, yes. Thank you. See, part of the problem was...
If you only knew the power of the Democratic side.
Anyways, kids, the reason I don't remember what this was about until Zale reminded me was I'm operating on 2.5 hours sleep.
Go you.
Yeah. So, yes, Sanguinist Makes Statisticians Nervous. I am a registered independent, which is mentioned in this particular county. It's mentioned as a cold, cold place to be. Yes, boy.
Yes, and what we're actually laughing at here is that the door here, we have an Ashen Warrior who has stepped outside to indulge in his nicotine habit, and he has opened the door just wide enough to stick his head in like some grim specter of death.
Well, I live with Sanguinist. I live with a Sanguinist, and I want to know what he's doing that's making people nervous. I'm a little concerned with this, but if it's just statisticians, I'm okay.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so basically the situation is this. In this lovely county that I reside, being an independent is listed as no party.
No party.
Well, that's basically how it is throughout Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It likes to be dominated by two parties.
With no title in this county, does that make him the county voter bitch?
Yes.
No. See, my title is no party.
Oh, he's the no party bitch.
Yes, that's it.
So that's the one that wears the glasses and reads lots of books?
You got it. Four eyes.
I'm not knocking it.
Okay. Anywho. Basically, what I was trying to bring up is the whole concept of, I would like to see a bit of voter reform. I would like to, since I don't get the option of just whenever the Democratic Party or the Republican Party decides to throw up a candidate, they have primaries.
Yes, they do.
I don't always agree with, okay, 95% of the time, I don't agree with them. Thus, I'm an independent.
Right.
But I would like to look at one or the other out of the primaries and go, not that one. Dear God, give me an option later.
Well, the only way that you'd be able to vote in the primaries is if the independents became big enough and powerful enough to throw up their own.
At that point, they become a party. I'm against the, I'm all for the abolition of all political parties in this nation. So I have
you rebel.
That too. Again, I keep saying the Lincoln Kennedy blown away tour.
The zombie party.
Living Dead tour.
The Stones are playing again?
Yeah.
They're headlining.
Well, they were flatlining.
No, that's the next tour. Yes. No, this is just my general idea of, you know, how do you manage corruption? Well, at least in my perspective, one of the ways to manage corruption is to limit organization. Why is organized crime effective? Because it is
organized.
Yeah, but not all the parties are organized, as we've talked about before. The Democratic Party is far from organized.
Yeah, join us. We don't have that much organization.
I don't want to be a member of any organization that would have me as a member. And I will also throw in, if nominated, I will not run. Elected, I will not serve.
Nice.
You want any others? I got a ton of them.
If we're looking at it like that, the only party we really have to bring down is the Republican Party. They're the only organized party.
That's true. They do
well,
have
currently,
a
machine. Currently, the Democratic Party is disorganized. In the past, it has been organized. In the past,
well,
the Republican
no,
Party
however,
has been disorganized.
You know, when the Democratic Party gets organized, it's about one candidate. Like, there was one candidate that unified the entire
party. Or the prevention of black citizens from getting the vote, and then they became Republicans. Yeah. The Democratic Party has a history of being organized. Any time a party gets organized, it gets corrupt.
True.
So, thus, I like the idea of knocking out the option of organization.
Anarchy?
Not in so much. Just a, I don't want political cells. I want, hi, I'm the representative from Western Pennsylvania. I represent Western Pennsylvania, not the Democratic Party from
okay,
Western
so
Pennsylvania.
That's not really going to work because people need things to be categorized. It's the whole point of parties anyway.
Yeah,
suck and not suck?
Yeah, that's it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But... yeah, okay, maybe I'm expecting people to actually use that chunk of meat between
they're
their ears.
How do you think Bush got elected?
Yeah, it's high calorie, anyhow.
High in protein, low in fat.
Yeah, there we go.
Ann Coulter in a can?
Yes, that's what she said, anyhow.
That's
high. Yeah. Now, I will admit that this is...
He needs chunky soup.
Welcome to Political Gauntlet. Blame the Democrats. Or at least an intern. Okay, I'm just gonna leave with the whole I don't like political organization, but I do believe in a political structure. A governing body without an organized politic. That is what it. No, because that's still organized politic.
Okay. It'll come to me. I'll find something.
What I'd like to see is a breakdown.
No, not no hippies either. They smell funny and don't shower.
I know someone like that. He's not a hippie. He's a chemical weapon. We need to send his ass over. Just the ass.
It's amazing. You'll live for 10 days without the rest of them.
They'll be walking around. They'll talk to you.
But no, what I'd like to see is an actual drop of corporate funding for political candidates.
You're not going to see that because corporates are the biggest.
It's what I'd like to see. I know I won't.
A little bit of reform in the old
lobby.
Know,
look at the whole Pfizer thing now.
You could see that if it didn't cost so much to run a campaign.
What's the specific Pfizer thing you're referencing?
I don't know if it was who was trying to pass the law. They're going to put a mandate for a maximum amount of money that a pharmaceutical company can charge for medication. And Bush said he'd veto it.
Right, right. Yes, I do remember that.
Because of Pfizer.
I wonder why.
Although Pfizer just announced they were going to can, like, what was it, 80,000 jobs?
I thought it was like 35,000, but...
But they keep dropping the number and adjusting the number.
Yeah.
Like every 5 minutes.
I mean, I only heard it once, so for all I know, I could have misheard it.
That is a ridiculous number of people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Especially for a pharmaceutical company. It really kind of makes you twitchy when all of a sudden they're done that many.
Yeah.
Makes you think they're building a plant somewhere else or something's about to break.
Yeah.
And they're cutting jobs to pay off the lawsuit.
Yep.
What was it called? Halliburton?
There's that, too. Yes, there's Lucifer,
how many
Beelzebub,
do you have
and
to
Halliburton.
Halliburton is the new Lord of the Eighth Circle of Hell.
Yes.
Oh,
next to Seabass.
What's that?
Next to Seabass.
Yes, next to Seabass.
Okay, we're at 8 minutes left. What's our
about 4:40?
Okay, so we got 4 minutes. We want to kick into media consumed very quickly.
Well, the media I consumed is going to take a while.
You can't do Children of Men in 4 minutes?
No.
Can't do Memento in 4 minutes?
Yes, I can do Memento in 4 minutes.
Okay, do it's Memento good. In 4 minutes.
I don't remember. Okay, that's Memento in 4 minutes.
Also, if anyone here has not seen it and wants to, I have it.
What is it?
Memento. It's a film by Chris Nolan.
It's about a character who has no long-term memory storage. It has to...
I thought it was short.
His short-term... fails, so it doesn't convert.
It doesn't
over
convert over. He can't make new long term.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, he can't make new long term memories.
Essentially, you're tracking this story
backwards and sideways.
Kind of reminds me of my brother.
There's that.
but yeah, it's an amazingly cool movie. I thought
It's an interesting setup. My problem may be that I kept having people sideways mention what was going on in it to me. That that for me it was. I just looked at it and went, oh. Oh, this is what's going on. And when I got to the end of the movie, I was like, yeah, I was right.
Yeah, okay, so that really would screw it for you if you knew anything about it in advance.
Yeah.
Which is why we're also being very general right now to you, gentle listener.
Though I may be the only person on the face of the planet who hadn't seen it yet.
I haven't.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Okay, well, we've got a couple in this room. So
all right.
You have a copy.
Oh, okay, cool.
As long as your DVD player plays MP3 or MPEGs, you're good.
It does.
No.
Then.
Can I watch it on my computer?
Yep.
Or you could watch it over here.
Strangely enough, I have not actually picked this one up on DVD yet, though.
They also had
really
the extra uber shiny collector's edition of it. That to even watch the movie, you had to solve these memory puzzles.
Yeah, that was just kind of annoying, actually.
It was whack, because all the stuff, and it's like, yeah, to get to this feature, or you have all these things to figure out. And each thing you figure out unlocks something else.
I see.
I can't even play Mario Brothers the original.
Eat mushroom!
But yeah, no. Basically, that's my review of Memento. It was an interesting concept. But by the point I hit about halfway through the movie, I was going, "Oh, yeah, this has got like three twists. It's probably this one, that one, and that." Oh yeah, there it goes. Oh, look, there it is. And yeah, there we are.
This is vaguely like when we went to go see The Village, where you and Sparky had 3 months
beforehand.
It came out, figured out what the twist was going to be.
Yeah,
what's a twist?
The Village.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one. I like that one for social commentary. I may bring that up next week. If I get, you know, if we set time aside for Children of Men, I may also just go back to The Village.
Okay, because did
they
we
actually interact at a certain level. Anyhow.
Because I haven't actually seen Children of Men just yet, so
yeah.
I need to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whenever we pick movies, send me a copy.
Okay.
Put my feet in.
And I also plan on attempting to see Pan's Labyrinth before next week's show, so we can comment.
Yes.
It's a huge.
I mean, there is a lot of violence in this film.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
And it is kind of graphic violence.
Okay.
Yeah, graphic violence. But it's reminiscent of what real fairy tales should be like.
Well, then I'm not going to go see it.
But, I mean,
the fact that my wife wants me to go see it's kind of interesting then.
I should be seen on a big screen.
I still watch The Little Mermaid. I can't see something that will ruin that for me.
You've been Disney-fied, girl!
Yeah, okay, so not for kids.
Okay, so our airtime right now is a little under 6 minutes left to go, so we've still got 2 minutes to kill before we kick into the track.
Yes, there's that.
Okay, I want to say something about Hitler Run for President.
Okay. Ashley Moore wants to go backwards.
Here's the question.
No, he's not.
We don't want an honesty in office. We'd have voted in Al Gore.
Oh, okay. I want my moderate Republicans to win.
Do you honestly think a moderate Republican is going to get the nod for the primary?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes, I do.
He's right. Moderate Republicans might get the nod for it. However, with the way things have been going and the name that the Republican Party has, don't see it happening. Don't see them winning at all. No, they're not going to run Hillary. They're going to run Obama and Edwards. I'm telling you. I've been saying
See, every time I hear Edwards, I keep thinking, you know, crossing over
with John Edwards.
Why the hell is he running? What
so
hell?
That we
I
don't see, beat hey, him up.
I see a bill. It involves children. Does anybody here have a bill involving children?
Yes.
Help from the other side.
Yes.
So again, side of what? Like the other side of the comlink or what?
Okay. Do we have our closing theme on tap?
Almost.
Okay. Well, it's soft shoe while we get the.
Okay.
So it's on tap. I mean, is it frost brewed?
Not quite.
No, it's cold filtered, so it will suck.
Duh. That's it entirely. How did you know the name of the song? Okay. Do you want me to introduce the song?
Yes, by all means. Okay. Please introduce the song.
This song is P.T. Lovecraft from Fuck You, Fuck Dracula, Flying Shit Bags of Doom.
And on that note, it's been Living in Sin. Hope to see you next week, kids.
It is.
Your time to pay. next week on Living in Sin and Culture versus Hot Meat.